Yeah, this is definitely much better. You can definitely see that you have been having the wrong thing in your mind. The shoulders have definitely made a big difference. That's really good. Couple of things just to think about outside of that. So it's just feedback, because today, obviously, that's a big aha moment. So that's what you're thinking about, but then you've also got to think about other stuff too. So think about a little bit again. Try to keep make the backbone long, get it to stretch longer, and that you've got adjustability to that length of spine. And it is a bit of playing with it. Try not to change the rein on diagonal lines, etc., like that, because you don't have a straight. So the idea that you might have a straight and a diagonal line, you're definitely not going to. So try to walk, give her a rest break, change the rein within the rest break, and then go again. Or use lines that are more useful. So, for example, you might use like a two-loop serpentine, or a 10-meter two-loop serpentine way to change the rein, so that you're using lines that are going to help her suppleness, not hinder them. Think about that a little bit more. But yes, you're definitely on the right track there. There's nothing wrong, in inverted commas. It's just not to forget those other basic things and to think about your lines that little bit more and how they can help you. A diagonal line on a crooked horse, technically, you're not ready for a diagonal line.